You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
It's rain on your head.
About 1,000 KCP&L customers woke up in the dark this morning after thunderstorms rolled into the area, causing the outages.
That is a bad way to start your Monday, y'all.
Seeing some folks on socials talking about, was that thunder or earthquake?
It wasn't that bad.
People felt something. I saw a couple people.
I mean, I had been up since 2:30, but it wasn't because of the thunderstorms, though.
A little breezy?
No. I was just up.
Yeah. Had a great weekend. Shouts out to everybody that came to the Legends of Hip Hop, the Municipal. I ran through there. As soon as 8-Ball and MJG got off the stage, I tipped on out of there.
I was at Club Proof Friday night, getting it in.
Then on Saturday, I went through to the KC Homes Tour Experience. Free home buying seminar. Thank you to everybody that came through to that. It was a lot of great information passed on to the public. A lot of folks want to be homeowners, so that was exciting to see.
All right.
Then I went to Literacy KC's event with Tay Diggs. He's got some children's books.
You ain't talking about 12th Street Tay Diggs, are you? You talking about Tay Diggs from The Best Man, right?
Yeah, and he's in the Netflix series All American. I binge watched it last weekend and this weekend. I finished it up yesterday. He was in town with his good friend, an illustrator of the book, who's based out of here in Kansas City. His name is Shane Evans.
That's what's up.
Had a really good time.
Netflix Bill Due, by the way.
I don't have nothing on it. You got that money.
You don't know what I got. Shout out to Schlegel High School over in KCK. We had the nice prom.
Oh, yeah, that's
going
right.
Going out at the Uptown Theater.
I wanted to come.
Shout out to the homecoming king, Marcelo Burrell. And the homecoming queen, Montanae Heron.
That's what's up.
Prom queen at King High School.
Man, so a Washburn football player was killed over the weekend in Topeka. And an NFL draft pick was injured in the process. We're going to talk more about that coming up later on in the show.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
622. Look for highs in the upper 60s today with thunderstorms going all day long. Thunderstorms at 60 right now in Raytown. Shade, what's popping?
Friday around the witching hour, a collective moan to God was released as Idris Elba married Sabrina Dowry, his fiance.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. That's what you heard.
I'm sorry, all the ladies.
They got married in Morocco. She wore two custom Vera Wang gowns. Idris was in a black suit. They had an extravagant rehearsal dinner on Thursday. And an all-white party, if you will, ensued after.
Damn!
That would be accurate.
What's the point of a rehearsal dinner?
To rehearse.
Rehearse to eat?
No, Goofy, to rehearse the ceremony. But you just eat.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, we see you ain't.
I ain't what? I've never been in a wedding. I've DJed.
You haven't been in a wedding before?
No, I've DJed plenty, but I've never been in one. No, I haven't.
Wow.
Never came close.
Well, hopefully, if you know, you may be able to be in mine. So Bun B, of course, was in the town on Friday for the Legends of Hip Hop tour. Did all his greatest hits, you know what I'm saying? Stuff from UGK, Took You Back, A Pocket Full of Stones came on.
Yes.
Boy, look, I was rapping.
Did you get up and do your dance?
I was rapping. Oh, I stood up the whole time. I had a good time. Well, of course, he was just coming off of the a man trying to break into his home.
Yeah.
His wife, Angela Walls, actually let the man in, I guess, and tried to give him the vehicle that was in the garage. And apparently Bun heard the kerfuffle going on downstairs, came down and shot him in the shoulder. Wow. You say the intruder actually was trying to get away when, you know, he took the bullets.
But, you know, I packed that thing too. So he come around this way, you will get caught.
Bun B said.
Jay-Z was in New York City on Friday night. B-Sides 2 concert. A lot of folks been talking about this on socials.
Yes.
He was in the black tuxedo with the bandana, rope chain on. He brought a lot of folks out, made up with Cam'ron on stage.
I don't know if people know the beef that was between them two, but that beef was deep. That's some deep, deep, deep New York beef right there. And they made, I never thought I'd see that day.
He also brought Nas up on the stage. He performed a couple of his hits, The World Is Yours, Dead Presidents, New York State of Mind. Single-handed.
Ooh, come on, Shay. Hit me with it.
Miles from home. Ooh. For this black cloud to follow. To see tomorrow. Also, he did a real dope freestyle about Nipsey Hussle.
Gentrify your own hood, but these people do it. Claim eminent domain and have your people moving. That's a small glimpse into what Nipsey was doing. But anybody still confused as to what he was doing. The neighborhood designed to keep us trapped. They redlined it, so property declines if you live by blacks. They depress the asset and take the property back. It's a ruthless but a genius plan in fact.
Oh, man.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it?
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad, though?
All right, so this girl I used to date, like, when I was 15, 16, she started dating my dad after she broke up with me. And so they just got married yesterday. So now my, like, 45-year-old dad is dating a 22-year-old girl. Took my girl.
Damn. You know what I hear in my head right now, Brian?
What's that?
That Prototype song from Andre 3000. She went to the Prototype. She was like, you know what? You was good, but what's better is daddy.
You can't say that. He got a broken heart right now.
Nah,
fam.
Daddy got more years in these streets.
He got more years left, though.
Yeah.
What's your name, fam?
Elliot.
Man, Elliot, I hate to laugh at you, man, but...
That's all good. It's all love.
She'll come back to you, Elliot, all right?
Man, I'm married now with two kids. It's all good.
All right, fam. Keep it in the family. Have a good one.
Yeah, you too.
Bye.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
NFL draft has concluded. Chiefs drafted wide receiver Mecole Hardman from UGA, changing his life, opening up opportunities right here in the town. Another young man was also drafted into the NFL and unfortunately, Brian, was shot in Topeka over the weekend. Did you hear about this story?
Yeah, I heard about it. Another senseless act of violence, Shay.
It's just absolutely ridiculous what happened. Washburn student and a football player was actually killed in that incident that took place. It's just sad. I've seen a lot of people online talking about it. Dwayne Simmons is the young man's name. And the NFL draft pick, Corey Ballantyne, was who was injured.
He got picked by the Giants.
Yeah.
And, you know, to have your, first off, to have your friend pass away like that in that matter, in a matter of hours after you just got picked, you know, by an NFL team in a draft, it's just an unbelievable turn of events.
So Corey Ballantyne, the draftee, actually called the family of Simmons. And so his father answered the phone and was like, "Hey, what's up? Congratulations." And so Corey had to break the news that, no, I'm not calling about the draft. I'm calling about your son.
Yeah.
I just don't know what to say about this senseless violence.
It's like every single day is some death that could be avoided, you know, at the hands of these guns.
Had his whole future in front of him.
Right. And who knows if he would have gone on to play professional football. We don't know. Now, we'll never know now.
Ballantyne is expected to recover. And the family is just devastated. They live out in Lee's Summit.
Prayers and thoughts to y'all.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
So, Brian, it's Alcohol Awareness Month. We're going to be facing addiction this morning. About 17.6 million people suffer from alcohol use disorder or alcohol dependence. And this is a hard subject because you can literally get alcohol just about anywhere.
Yeah.
When I moved to Missouri, I was astonished that I could go into Walgreens and get liquor.
Yeah.
Nowhere else have I lived has it been this accessible.
Really?
Literally in the gas station, you can go to the supermarket and get it.
I thought it was like that everywhere.
No.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. So we've got Keith Faison from First Call, which is an organization that seeks to help individuals, families, communities seeking recovery.
Hey, Keith, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good, good.
Now, Keith, we were talking off air about some of the things that you do. You work in the Jackson County Jail trying to help inmates. And I just, something asked, you know, told me to ask you, do you have any experience with alcoholism yourself?
Yes, I do. I've been in a recovery community about 32 years, and God has really blessed me to be sober that long. So I am very fortunate.
I was raised in a home where alcohol and drugs were being used.
Mm-hmm.
Am I predisposed to having a problem with substances too?
Normally, you'd be a little safe, but if we look at all the dynamics, genetics and the biological piece is also important. If there's a parent that has a drug and alcohol problem, there's a chance you can have one. There's also studies that say that it could skip a generation. Say if your grandfather had one, it could skip a generation. We know that mentally and psychologically, that also can play a part as well. Sociological issues as well. So we know that your social dynamics are very important as far as support and what you can get. Some spirituality or family support is vital.
Wow.
Very vital.
Now it's time for the shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:23. Look for highs in the upper 60s today with a lot of rain, so watch out for that. Right now, you are cloudy at 59 in KCK. Shay, what's poppin'?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Taurus friends. Gospel singer Erica Campbell is 47 today.
Yes, Lord. Yes, she is.
Tamara Taj George, singer from SWV and wife of Eddie George.
Yes. How old is she?
48.
Oh, she's getting up there.
And rapper and music mogul Master P.
My dog.
It says 49, but Disputed is right after that.
He 49.
I think they trying to say he might be a little older than that, fam.
Yeah, okay. Happy birthday, everybody born on April 29th.
Offset of the Migos has reunited with his father after 23 years of estrangement.
Wow. That's good.
He uploaded a video to his social media over the weekend of him and his father in a just emotional embrace.
It was beautiful, Shay. All jokes aside, when you're missing an important figure in your life, you know, it can be emotional when you reunite.
He captioned the clip, quote, "Dreams do come true. Haven't seen my father in 23 years and I still love him. That past is the past and the present is all we have to rely on. We not perfect. Love you, Pops, no matter what."
We got a forgiving heart. That's good.
The Lord had to change me, child. And he did.
I know, but you know, you get one father, you get one mother. Love
this
him while
is true.
You can.
You're right,
know what I'm
Brian.
Saying? I lost my father, so I, you know.
This is the realest thing you've ever said. In other news, Offset smacked the phone out of a hand of a fan who was filming him inside of a Target.
He just go from one thing to the other, huh?
Like, do you think celebrities have the right to smack the phone out of someone's hand if they haven't given them permission to film?
I don't know.
What up, Offset?
And he just smacked the phone out of his hand. I don't know, man. I don't know about that one because that's somebody's phone. That's somebody's personal property. You know what I'm saying?
The mother said the boy is a teen and he cracked his case and cracked his screen.
Offset to give him another one. That ain't nothing.
But you can't be smacking stuff out
you
people's hands,
you
fam.
You can't, man. But you can't be filming me when I'm out
a
at
teenager.
The Target. I'm out at the Target buying Hanes drawers and lotion and you up here filming me.
You Offset, you ain't saying that when you want somebody to download their music.
Touché.
When you want somebody to buy that concert ticket, you ain't mad.
Touché. But I ain't in that mode right now, though. I'm buying these draws, though.
If you don't be in
draws.
That mode, you know what I do?
What?
Stay in the house.
Stop downloading?
Nah, you stay in the house if you ain't in the mood for that.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Sad news out of L.A. this morning. John Singleton, the first black director to be nominated for Best Director, has reportedly passed away at the age of 51.
Man, that's some bad news right there. Man, just one of the leaders of the, you know, black renaissance of those movies that came out in the late 80s, early 90s, man. Just unbelievable.
We had an opportunity to talk with him on the show. See if we can find a little piece of that to do in our next shade coming up at 8:23. So it's Alcohol Awareness Month, Brian, and we couldn't let the month go out without having a conversation about this. This is probably one of the most accessible ailments, if you will, because alcohol is legal and it's readily accessible for anyone.
Right.
We've got Keith Faison with First Call. It's an organization here in the town that helps folks who want recovery.
Yes, yes. And what we do, we provide services in the jail. We provide services with the courts. You asked a question earlier about what does a family do? Does alcohol affect the family? And the family unit is so precious that if we do have some alcohol that comes in based on, you know, the children and their development, it could just destroy a family. And I think that's where we're losing our communities with alcohol and drugs. I know this is Alcohol Awareness Month, but we lose so many families. If we lose the family, we lose the community. What we have are programs for the family members that we also have a crisis hotline where people call in and ask about their family members. And so we provide a program called How to Cope.
Mm-hmm.
And that's for family members that are trying to deal with alcoholism and or drug addiction in the family. So we provide a program there. We also provide a program for the kids, okay, called How to Care. And that also helps the kids find some relief at having to deal with alcohol in the family. But I think we're losing too many with alcohol in the family. We're losing the communities.
You talked about your own experience with alcoholism earlier in the show. And can you tell us where you were when you decided that it was no longer working for you, that you could no longer continue with drinking?
Well, my life had went through a couple ups and downs. I'm literally born in the East Coast, but I'm in Kansas City. And so I joined the military. That didn't work out. My alcoholism got worse. In the military, they allow you so to speak, to drink more, to relax. Well, not a young alcoholic like myself. And so I began to get worse and worse and worse. And I got to a point just before I came to Kansas City where I literally broke my own heart. I couldn't take it anymore. I looked at family, I looked at where my life was going, and I'm saying to myself, something has to change. And I came to Kansas City looking for something different. Unfortunately, I went back out one more time, but that was the last time. So Kansas City was a fresh start. Kansas City, I didn't know too many people here. But I had been through prisons, jails, you name it. I'd been through the ringer. And it took what it took, and that's what it takes for folks who are trying to seek recovery. It takes a place, a dark place, where you say, hey, I can't do this anymore. I can't live like this anymore. And there's help out there. And that's what First Call is for. If you have a problem, let the first call you make be us. 361-5900, 361-5900. Please give us a call. Family members, please give us a call.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Facing addiction this morning during Alcohol Awareness Month is legal. You can get alcohol readily accessible. I remember being in high school and we had cup parties back in the day. Everybody would cut school and go over somebody's house. And 40 ounce of OE was,
wow,
you know, what was being passed around. And this was way before the age of 21.
Yeah.
So people get indoctrinated into the lifestyle of drinking at an early age. I've been to so many barbecues and had the drunk uncle there. And,
oh, yeah.
You know, it's almost like it's a joke.
Yeah. Keith, I wanted to ask you, for those listening who might suspect a family member or a close friend is going through this, what are some of the symptoms they need to look out for alcoholism and try to help fix that?
Well, I'm just going to talk about a couple of signs and symptoms. Drinking more than you plan to. Sometimes a family member may try to cut back or say they're only going to drink this much or that particular much, and they keep going over the intended amount, and that continues to happen over and over again. It is one of the signs that a person is beginning to say, I have a problem, and they're trying to do something. So that isn't all bad, but it does show that they're getting out of control. Another sign and symptom is the obsessive part, when a person wants alcohol so badly that that's the only thing they can think about. In that when they get the check or they say they're going to do something, I'll be right back, and they come back drunk, or that's the only thing on their mind. Friday night is drinking. Saturday night is drinking. Thursday night is drinking. It's Tuesday. It's time to drink. Having problems with work or school and or family, and here comes the person again trying to deny. Denial isn't such a bad thing in the beginning because the person is saying, I got it. The family's responsibility is to say, hey, you don't have it. And as a result, maybe that denial can begin to be broken. But even with that person saying, everything is okay, they're doing the best they can. We may not know to try to fix that, but denial is present. Keep drinking, even though you got problems with your relationship. Can't keep a job. Again, some of that continued drinking now is exposing itself into more personal responsibility portions of life. And now the person is probably really in denial. And again, the family's responsibility is trying to address that. If you need help with the family member, please give us a call. Please give us a call. We have professionals on staff. We have clinicians on staff who understand what you're going through. We don't judge you. There's no fee we charge you. We do a follow-up with you if your family member's looking for services in the community. We make sure you're the caller, you're okay. And so that's some of the things that we do, is trying to make sure that the family is okay. And alcoholism is a real thing. So
There's hope, there's help, Brian. Thank you, Keith Faison from First Call, for coming on this morning and sharing. The phone number there is 816-361-5900, 816-361-5900. 5900 if you personally think you need help or if you want to try to get help for someone who you love.
Yes.
Thank you, Keith. Have a good one.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Fox 4 is reporting that iconic director John Singleton passed away.
Wow.
This was posted up on Fox 4's site at 7:27 this morning.
Unbelievable, man. Just one of the best black directors of all time.
Boys in the Hood, Poetic Justice, the first African-American filmmaker to be nominated for the Best Director Award in the Oscar community.
Either they don't know, don't show, or don't care about what's going on in the hood. Mm.
So far, we haven't seen anything from CNN or TMZ. However, they say they've confirmed this.
Wow.
If you remember last week, we reported that he had a massive stroke. There's been some question about whether or not he was in a coma or not. There's a big deal going on with his mother and his children. Now his estranged father is in the mix. And it's all about who is going to have access to John Singleton's money.
Right. Yeah, I read that on TMZ the other day.
Just unfortunate.
Yeah.
We talked to him about 2 years ago, Brian.
Yeah.
And we started the conversation about Snowfall, which is his FX show that actually just got greenlit for a third season. But in this part of the interview, we were talking to him about the rumors of Baby Boy 2.
Tyrese started those rumors. You've always wanted, you know, a new one, but you know, Taraji's busy. You know, she's doing the show and she's doing a lot of movies, and you know.
Well, just get Shay to play Yvette. You know what I'm saying? She can do that.
Huh?
She can do that. Just get. She,
okay, let me tell you, Jody.
You don't replace Taraji. Nobody can replace Taraji. Oh. When she said, Jody.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
8:20 today. Look for highs in the upper 60s with thunderstorms throughout the entire day. Right now, you got a little rain at 60 at the Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's poppin'?
Friday around the witching hour, a collective moan from the spirit of women was released into the atmosphere as Idris Elba married his fiancée, Sabrina Dowry. Yeah. Ceremony took place in Morocco at a beautiful luxury hotel. The bride wore two custom Vierwang gowns while Elba was outfitted in a black suit.
Two gowns? What?
Because you got to switch your style up during the reception.
Okay. I hope she got two gown money.
Idris got it. Trust me.
The bride and her family is supposed to pay for that. I know that much about weddings. I ain't never been in one.
If Idris got that guap, and he does. He's not getting ready to let her family pay for that. But whatever, T-Bird.
Damn. What you call me?
T-Bird.
We gonna have a conversation off air.
You remember that song? Right. Whatever, T-Bird. That's have... just my baby dad. You remember that song?
Yeah, I remember that song.
Oh.
You are a hater.
Jay-Z reopened New York City's Webster Hall on Friday night with a special B-Sides 2 concert.
Woo!
Just the critical acclaim, the social media activity on this concert.
We missed it. Hey, I never thought I'd see the day where Cam'ron and Jay-Z would share the same stage.
Yes, they reunited after a well-documented beef
Woo!
that's been going on at least 10 years.
10?
At least.
It's been more than that. Yeah, it's been more than that, fam.
He also brought on a former nemesis, but they cool now, Nas.
Come on, Shay.
Hold myself down single-handed. Alone, die alone. I need a new for this black cow to follow. They actually put the real word in there too.
Yeah.
Jim Jones came on with Cam later on. Also, Jay-Z did a freestyle that he dedicated to the late great Nipsey Hussle.
Gentrify your own hood, for these people do it. Claim eminent domain and have your people moving. That's a small glimpse into what Nipsey was doing. Anybody still confused as to what he was doing? The neighborhood designed to keep us trapped. They redlined it so property declines if you live by blacks.
Ooh.
They depress the asset and take the property back. It's a ruthless but a genius plan in fact.
Jay-Z trying to school us, trying to educate us.
Trying to tell you.
Did you see the chains though?
No.
Fam, Jay-Z's chain, man, that boy, look, I gotta give me one of them. Now, it's going to take me, you know, about 10, 20 years to save
the
up for
that. Silvery chain? I don't want you to wear no silvery chain.
I don't wear no silvery. It might be it, my chain
the
little.
The back of the Source magazine,
nah,
Jerry?
Chain little, but I spent some change on it. From the
Beyonce
Wise World
was there.
City
she
Girls.
Had on some chains.
Yeah.
She had on the rock chain.
She should.
Mm-hmm.
First lady of the rock.
Avengers Endgame. Blue Pez. Everything in the movie theater this weekend. Garnered 158 million on its opening day, 32% higher than the previous record, which was held by Star Wars: The Force Awakens.
Damn!
Endgame was the fastest film to gross 100 million domestically, reaching that milestone after just 17 hours.
Me in the wrong business. I'm
trying to tell you. 3 hours long, people
did
dedicated.
Did you go see it?
No. I was going to go yesterday, but I was going through some personal things. I tried to wax my own chin, and I ripped off a very thin layer of skin.
Oh, no!
So when you walked in this morning, you was like, what is that on your face?
I didn't know you was going to tell everybody, but yeah. Like, I don't know what we're going to do about you now.
It's just going to have to heal. I mean, there's nothing I can do. It didn't bleed or anything, but I touched it. I was like, wait a minute. That feel funny.
Feel a little raw, huh?
Yeah. And so there's two spaces where I literally ripped my skin off. So
it says don't try this at home on
the
box.
No, it does not. Right? You are supposed to use this at home.
Don't do it no more. All right?
Lord, I can't.
Before we go to break, I need to shout out Sophie and the Martinez family out in Raymore. They are always listening. We appreciate y'all so much.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.